Live from the Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It is Morning Drive. Ryan Porth and Calvin Smith in for Brenton Gall and Derek Mason this morning. They will be back tomorrow morning. Joining us every Thursday here on the show at 9:30 a.m., it is Preds Radio analyst Hal Gill. Hal, hope you had a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year coming up.
Yeah, it was a great Christmas. What beautiful weather we had, and excited for the new year coming up. It's going to be a good one.
How many times, Hal, have you been able to wear shorts outside on Christmas?
Unreal. I was just laughing about it because coming from Boston, you don't see that very often. So I was I made my family a little jealous back home when I was talking to them on FaceTime, and I was sitting there with my shirt off playing street hockey with my son.
Well, I know you spend a lot of seasons in cold weather cities, whether it be Boston, Toronto, Montreal, Pittsburgh. Not many winters or Christmases, I should say, with 70 degree weather in those cities. So
I'm here for that. I'm here for that.
Preds fans have also been here for Roman Josi here in the last five games. 7 goals in the last 5 games. Preds have won 4 of 5 in that stretch. What would be the one word that you would use to describe Roman Josi right now?
I don't know if there's a word. What he's doing, it is alien-like. It's not what normal people do to the NHL, and I've seen it the whole time now. He's, you know, the whole season, he's really been pushing the pace. But now where he's getting the scoring, you know, you could say, he can skate all over the place, but if he's not getting the goals, then maybe it's not that big a deal. But now that he's getting the goals and skating all over the place and dominating defensively, it's something like I've never seen. And what's amazing is you look at John Carlson's numbers for the Norris in Washington, and he's up by 50 points, and you say, okay, you know, there's no way Josi can catch that. Now you're looking at Josi going on a heater, and you're going, okay, maybe he can catch him, and I think he's a better player. So I think he's a better defenseman. I think Carlson's been on the benefit of having all these points on the power play from his teammates, playing with Ovechkin and a lot of great players over there that have been scoring. And Josi's been pushing the offense all by himself, and now he's starting to get the production. So this will be fun down the stretch. That's what I'm excited about.
What does it do?
One word to explain? Yeah, good luck. It's not something I've seen before.
Maybe one word that many people in Nashville would use to describe him would be hot.
So hot right now.
Yeah, he's yeah, really hot right now.
Good-looking guy. His hair was on point in the interview before the game. It's like, you know, it's crazy. And he's the leader. He's the captain of the team. He's really taken this team under his wings, and man, has he been good.
What does it do for a locker room when the captain does put the team on his back like he has here in the last 10 days?
Well, when you're struggling, it's hard, and the Preds went through a spell where nothing was going right. And I know you can say, oh, they played poorly, they didn't do things well. Well, they did do some things right, and it still wasn't going right. So it gets frustrating. And when you see your captain go out and skate through a team or battle and give a cross check or do whatever, you know, Roman Josi does, he steps up and he gets a big goal when they need it at times. And he'll make a big shift and buzz in the offensive zone, which gets him going. That kind of gives the team a lift. Never mind what he says on the bench or what he says in the locker room. It's more about how he elevates his game when they need it. And I think when they need something, he goes out and gets it done. And that's huge for a team.
Hey, Hal, Calvin here. With Roman Josi and getting a contract like what he got, how do you deal with kind of everything that gets put on you at that point? Being a captain and making that much money, do your teammates look at you different, and how do you deal with that?
I'd love to give you a better answer. If you could just give me a contract like that, then I'll give you a better answer. I don't know what it's like to be that, but I can tell you, being in a locker room where a guy gets rewarded for doing all the right things, and obviously the skill is there, you know, and guys can't compare to that, but what they can see is the work ethic that he puts in, how much he gives to the team, how much he gives to the community, and what he does you know, Roman does a lot with best buddies and like a great guy all the way around. I think that says a lot to a team. And so when the guy gets rewarded, gets a big contract, and still comes to compete, you know, it's one thing you say, hey, I got my $6 million, and maybe I don't need to compete as hard. And then Roman comes in with his $9 million and competes even harder. That says something to the rest of the team. And I think a lot of guys listen to that. A lot of guys pick up on it.
Hal Gill brought to you every Thursday by Puckett's here on Morning Drive ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hal, Roman Josi aside, this team has now won 4 of their last 5 games after that disappointing outing on Saturday, December 14th, against the Dallas Stars. What has been different about this team in the last 5 games through your lens?
It's a tough one to pinpoint because I feel like some of it is just getting a couple breaks and then getting the confidence from it. But I really think it started with that road trip. And that road trip, you went out, the Preds went out in New York and played a hard-nosed game and battled. And then in New York and Long Island, they went out and battled, and it looked like it was going to slip. It looked like it wasn't going to be their day, and they were down. But then players started making plays, and you could see the effort was there, and then the confidence came with it. And so the combination of that effort with confidence, guys just sniping, that was 8 goals in that one game. I really feel like that was a huge turning point where they got some, you know, not just one or two guys with confidence, not Bonino and Yarncroke with confidence, but the whole team. And then you looked at it, and it almost slipped in Ottawa. The second period was really a bad period for him, but they picked it back up and found a way to get a point on the road in Ottawa on the in the third period. And then they just started to play after that. And I feel like now they got a pulse on when they're slipping and they can pick it back up. And I think that's everything. And that comes with confidence and that comes with the effort. But it really is more of that awareness that we've seen over the last few years where this team knows when they're down and they need to get going.
How important is it to keep that foot on the gas? Because we all know it can be just as easy to lose 4 or 5 in today's NHL as it is to win 4 or 5.
I know. That's why the break, the break is one of the, it's a difficult thing to handle because I tell you what, 3 days away from the rink is all you're dreaming of. And it's like complete shutdown. These guys don't want to think about hockey. They want to spend time with their families, relax, get some sleep, get some rest. But you don't want to walk away from a heater. You don't want to walk away from, you know, Roman Josi is the last person that wants to take time off when everything he shoots goes in the net. So you come back and you kind of rely on all that hard work. You rely on that confidence and you get back to work. But it's going to be tough, especially because you're coming back to a back-to-back with Pittsburgh. There's some emotion there. It's going to be exhausting against these guys. But this break is huge for me, for the mentality, just to get away from the rink and re-energize yourself. But you want to come back with that same energy because they were playing with it. I mean, that last game before the break against Arizona, I thought that was just solid. They kind of grinded through everything, did everything the right way.
Hal Gill brought to you by Puckett's every Thursday. Hal, a familiar opponent that I know you are familiar with, the Pittsburgh Penguins, as you used to play for the Penguins, should be a lot of fun. Friday in Nashville, Saturday in Pittsburgh. Thanks as always, Hal, and we will be listening tomorrow night when the Preds host the Penguins.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Hal. Hal Gill, Preds radio analyst here with us on Morning Drive. And I think that the point that he made about Roman Josi in the locker room, when you see your $9 million defenseman, your $9 million captain walk into that locker room, go out on the ice and play like he's performing right now, that's tough not to follow.
Spreads throughout the locker room for sure to people who are aspiring for contracts like that, because certainly that's part of your motivation.
100%. Coming up next, we'll have the big finish, plus we will give away the 4-pack of movie passes for the worst Christmas gift, and we have a handful of good options. Join 102.5 The Game at our official Winter Classic watch party at Tin Roof on Broadway Wednesday, January 1st, as the Preds take on the Dallas Stars in the Winter Classic. Enter to win Preds tickets to an upcoming home game, plus other great prizes. That is on New Year's Day at Tin Roof on Broadway 102.5 The Game's official winter classic party. We will come back and wrap up Morning Drive coming up next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.